I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, December 7. Coming up, Parliament approves first supplementary estimates, government to review national transport policy, and 79 receive Prime Minister's Youth Award. The news in detail after the break.
Don't let the energy eater steal your money this Christmas.
Wow, plan the fancy Christmas dinner?
Cooking it not easy, you know.
Why?
Have to do chicken, ham, veggies and stuffing. Gonna have to do it in shifts.
You can make it easy and save a bundle on energy cost.
Oh, please.
Your oven has two shelves. Put the chicken and ham together, then put the stuffing and veggies in the toaster oven. Save a bundle.
Why didn't I think of that?
No one thinks about saving energy and money when cooking. If we did, we'd cut heaps off our light bills.
Don't let the energy eater steal your money this Christmas. Save energy, save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, your energy advisor.
Now the news. 79 young Jamaicans have been recognized for their contribution to nation building, having received the Prime Minister's Youth Award for Excellence 2017. The awards were presented at a ceremony on the lawns of Jamaica House Wednesday. Speaking at the ceremony, Prime Minister Andrew Holness noted that with the quality of the awardees, Jamaica's future looks secure.
Our progress, our prosperity, our destiny is unstoppable. So I say to all the young people, continue to work hard. Continue to put out that effort. Keep on doing it for the love, not for the like. Substance over hype.
A special Jamaica 55 category was added to this year's awards program to recognize 55 young people who have been actively involved in community development. Recipients of the Prime Minister's Youth Award for Excellence 2017 include Jamar Chronix McNaughton for Arts and Culture, Christopher Box and Craig Hammond, owners of Chilitas for Entrepreneurship and Social Enterprise, and Andre Marriott Blake for Leadership. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says a specially formed cabinet committee is recommending a remuneration of a total $200 million for residents of Tivoli Gardens affected by state-inflicted violence in May 2010. Speaking in Parliament on Wednesday, Mr. Chuck said Cabinet has accepted the committee's final report, tendered in September 2017, outlining the recommendation for the remuneration.
The full report has been tabled and it provides the number of files that were examined, the number of persons that appeared before the committee, the committee's recommended awards, and the reasons for making these recommendations. And also, the Compensation Committee gave reasons why some persons should not get any additional compensation, as the case may be.
The West Kingston Commission Incursion Compensation Committee was established in October 2016 to investigate all claims brought by aggrieved persons and to determine the compensation payable to injured persons and to the personal representatives of deceased persons in respect of the events of the Tivoli incursion. The first supplementary estimates for the 2017-18 financial year has been approved by the House of Representatives. The budget, which reflects an increase of $89.9 billion, was tabled in the House by Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw, on Tuesday and approved during Wednesday's sitting. The budget for this fiscal year is now $805.4 billion. Outlining the reasons for the increase, Mr. Shaw cited a loan of $12.7 billion provided by the government to Petrojam Limited. The minister also noted an increase in non-debt expenditure of $8.7 billion, which will serve to address a number of critical issues that arose during the current financial year. Among them, the severe structural damage to roads as a result of heavy rainfall over several months. A sum of $2 billion has been allocated to the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation to undertake island-wide rehabilitation of parish council, farm and main roads. Other areas accounting for the increase include national security issues, payment for judgment debts, the West Kingston compensation of just over $200 million, and a sum of $800 million for the Jamaica Tourist Board. And the government is to start a review of the 2007 National Transport Policy NTP during the 2018-19 financial year. Director of the Projects Unit in the Transport and Mining Ministry, Tanya Bedwood, says the review will take into consideration the aviation industry.
The aim of the policy is to guide the overall development of the transport sector and to provide the framework for development of the environmentally sound transport infrastructure.
The policy revision will incorporate consultations with key stakeholders from within the aviation industry as well as those outside of the industry, inclusive of private citizens. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.